Good evening, everyone. I'm Angie Wells of the Democracy Initiative, and welcome to the Democracy Awakening Telus Town Hall. I am thrilled you are joining us this evening, where you will learn about the thousands of people mobilizing in Washington, D.C., April 16th through 18th, to demand a democracy where every vote is heard and counted, and all Americans have an equal voice. The Democracy Initiative is a dynamic network of membership and issue-based organizations that recognize that all of us must work together, from labor, environment, civil rights, and civil liberties, to ensure that we have an equal say. We believe in a vibrant democracy where everyone can participate fully and freely in our democratic process, where every voter has a voice, and where our policymakers are accountable to the people and the public interest. We have an amazing lineup of great speakers ready to tell you more and answer your questions, including NAACP President and CEO Cornell Brooks, former Secretary of Labor and Common Cause Board Chair, currently on leave, Robert Reich, Greenpeace USA Executive Director Annie Leonard, former U.S. Civil Rights Commission Chair and People for the American Way Board Member Dr. Mary Frances Berry, Communication Workers of America President Chris Shelton, and Sierra Club Executive Director Mike Brun. I am thrilled you are joining us this evening. This is Angie Wells with the Democracy Initiative, and welcome to the Democracy Awakening Tele Town Hall. The Democracy Initiative is a dynamic network of membership and issue-based organizations that recognize that all of us must work together, from labor, environment, civil rights, and civil liberties, to ensure that we have an equal say. We believe in a vibrant democracy where everyone can participate fully and freely in our democratic process, where every voter has a voice, and where our policymakers are accountable to the people and the public interest. We have an amazing lineup of great speakers ready to tell you more and answer your questions, including NAACP President and CEO Cornell Brooks, former Secretary of Labor and Common Cause Board Chair, currently on leave, Robert Reich, Greenpeace USA Executive Director Annie Leonard, former U.S. Civil Rights Commission Chair and People for the American Way Board Member Dr. Mary Frances Berry, Communication Workers of America President Chris Shelton, and Sierra Club Executive Director Michael Brun. And if you're just joining us, good evening, everyone. I'm Angie Wells of the Democracy Initiative, and welcome to the Democracy Awakening Teletown Hall. We are here to talk about the events lined up for Democracy Awakening, April 16th, 17th, and 18th, from teaching in to sitting in, from demonstrating to praying, from advocating to disrupting business as usual. We plan to take over Washington. There are already more than 8,000 people who have asked for more information, and 2,000 signed up to come to Washington that weekend to make some noise. It's time to fight back. America needs to wake up. Congress needs to wake up. They are failing to hold a hearing on a Supreme Court nominee, failing to hold a hearing on voting rights, and failing to move forward on money and politics reforms. Congress is failing our democracy and failing to hear us. So stay on the line. We are waiting for more people to join. We have thousands on the line, and more joining every second. For those just joining our call, I am Angie Wells of the Democracy Initiative, and welcome to the Democracy Awakening Teletown Hall. I am thrilled you are joining us this evening, where you will learn about the thousands of people mobilizing in Washington, D.C., April 16th through 18th. To demand a democracy where every vote is heard and counted, and all Americans have an equal voice. We will be taking questions. All you have to do is press zero and submit your questions to one of our operators. We'd love to hear from you. This is a Democracy Awakening Teletown Hall, where you will hear from a great lineup of speakers about a mass mobilization this spring to demand a democracy where every vote is heard and counted and everyone has an equal voice. We'll be sharing information on this call about trainings and teach-ins on April 16th, the Rally for Democracy on April 17th, and the Congress of Conscience Day of Action on April 18th. So stay on the line. You will hear from speakers this evening that you won't want to miss. I also would like to encourage you to visit our website at www.democracyawakening.org to RSVP and find out more information. You can also text RISE UP to 69866. I'd like to kick it off. I'd like to introduce our first guest, Greenpeace USA Executive Director, Annie Leonard. Annie?
Thank you, Angie. That was such an inspiring opening. I'm Annie Leonard, Executive Director of Greenpeace. Some of the people on this call, I think, know me through my prior work with the Story of Stuff. I have to say, Greenpeace is really excited about the democracy awakening. To be honest, some people have asked me why an environmental group is working on democracy issues, so I want to tell you, I think it is imperative that anyone who cares about the planet care about our democracy. Greenpeace is joining the Democracy Awakening because we know that we just cannot have a green and peaceful planet without a functioning, accountable democracy. Our democracy should be the best tool that we have to build a better future for all, more sustainable, more equitable, more just. But we can't access our democracy because it's been hijacked by corporate money and scores of voters are being kept out. And that's why fixing our democracy is a priority for Greenpeace. And I hope it's a priority for all of you. That's also why we're participating in all 3 days of the Democracy Awakening in Washington, D.C. April 16th, the first day, is the day of teach-ins to learn more about threats to our democracy and solutions. Lots of different workshops, including a nonviolent direct action training. April 17th is the big family-friendly rally and march for democracy and more nonviolent direct action training. And then April 18th is where we put that nonviolent direct action training to work. That's the Congress of Conscience Day of Action, the mass nonviolent civil disobedience. Now, I'm guessing that some people on this call are very, very experienced with civil disobedience, and others might be brand new. Either way, you are welcome to join us. In fact, please do join us. Civil disobedience is a powerful tool to advance our democracy. It's one of Greenpeace's core tactics, and we've accomplished huge things using civil disobedience all over the world. But it's not just Greenpeace. If you look at the history of social movements in the U.S., from civil rights to labor to free speech to environment to Black Lives Matter campaigns, civil disobedience has always been a powerful way for people to have their voices heard by putting their bodies on the line. And that's what I and many of my Greenpeace colleagues are going to do on April 18th. We will be there in Washington, D.C. to engage in civil disobedience. I hope that you will join us as we demand a Congress that stands up for democracy rather than stands in its way. If you want more information, stay on this call. You can also find it at the website democracyawakening.org, or you can text RISE UP, just those two words together as one, RISE UP, to number 69866. That's 69866. Or just stay on this call and you can hear a lot more. See you guys in Washington, D.C. April 16th, 17th, and 18th. And back to you, Angie.
That sounds tremendous, Annie. And thank you for your remarks. Truly inspiring. This is Angie Wells with the Democracy Initiative, and you are on the Democracy Awakening Teletown Hall. Right now, we would like to hear from you. Are you attending the teach-ins, the rally, Congress of Conscience? There are lots of ways you can get involved, and we would like to hear from you how you plan to take part in the Democracy Awakening. Now get your fingers ready. Press 1 if you're attending the Democracy Awakening. Press 2 if you're attending the Congress of Conscience and participating in nonviolent direct action on April 18th. But now, I am sincerely delighted to introduce our former Secretary of Labor and Common Cause Board Chair, Robert Reich. Secretary Reich?
Yes, hi, Angie, and thank you very much for organizing this. It's a very important thing, and I want to talk a little bit about why it is so important. Annie Leonard, you put your finger on it. Cornel West and others are going to be, Cornel Brooks and others are going to be talking about this, but let me just say that right now we're at a turning point in American democracy. Not only do we see voter suppression around the country, we're also seeing a flood of money inundating our politics as never before, partly because of Citizens United, that awful Supreme Court case, partly because there is basically a disregard of even the minimal laws we already have on the books. The Supreme Court is now open. There's a vacancy, but Congress is unwilling to act and says, Mitch McConnell says it will, he and the Republicans will not even vote on a nominee that the president puts forward. That is, that's basically not doing their job. That's shirking their constitutional responsibility. Voting rights. They're not going to, they haven't taken any step on voting rights at all after that Supreme Court Shelby versus Holder decision that left voting rights in limbo, asked Congress to take action. There's no action in Congress to limit the amount of money to do anything to reverse Citizens United, or even, for that matter, to limit the scourge of money in terms of full disclosure of who's providing what, and even public financing of elections. There are a lot of things that can be done, and notwithstanding Citizens United, and Congress refuses to do it. Now, a lot of people come to me and they say, well, what do we do? What's the option? Our political system is dysfunctional. The Republicans in control don't want to do anything. We have a kind of gridlock. What's going on? We have Super Tuesday today, but that is not really directly solving any problems, and most of us are not even in Super Tuesday states. What are we going to do? And I say back, if you look at history, the only way people really do change the structure of power in Washington and in America is through mobilizing, through organizing, through energizing, just showing up and asserting their rights as people, making a ruckus. That's how we did it. That's how we did it in the Vietnam War. That's how we did it in the civil rights movement. That's how women did it the first part of the last century in terms of getting the right to vote. That's how we've always done it in this country in terms of challenging power. When power gets out of control, when, as now, there is this extraordinary combination of wealth and political power at the top, and there's a disregard of so much of America and what America wants, what America needs. So this mobilization on April 16th through 18th is critically important. It is in part about resisting what's going on. It's in part about asserting ourselves, showing the country that there are millions of us who care about our democracy, and we're not going to watch it vanish because of the oligarchy, because of the racists, because of the Supreme Court and Congress's unwillingness to name a new Supreme Court justice that could conceivably reverse Citizens United and reverse Shelby versus Holder and get this country back on the road. So I urge you to join us April 16th through 18th in Washington, D.C. Angie, I'm going to turn it back to you, but again, thank you so much for organizing this.
Thank you, Secretary Rice. We really appreciate that information. Democracy Awakening will truly be a momentous event in the fight for a stronger democracy. And once again, this is Angie Wells with the Democracy Initiative, and you are on the Democracy Awakening Teletown Hall. And now for a question from Cookie in Detroit, Michigan asks, this sounds really exciting. How do I get to D.C. to participate? Great question, Cookie. For those folks within 30 minutes of D.C., we recommend taking mass transit. If you are further away, like Cookie, click the Find a Bus tab under logistics at democracyawakening.org. You can also email bus@democracyawakening.org to organize transportation from your area. And thanks again, Cookie. Great question. We hope you will join us in D.C. from April 16th to 18th. Stay on the line, and we will be giving more information about this exciting mobilization. You can also find more information and sign up to stay engaged by visiting www.democracyawakening.org or text RISEUP to 69866. Now I'd like to turn it over to President and CEO of the NAACP, Cornell Brooks. President Brooks?
Angie, thank you so much for bringing us all together, and I want to thank the Democracy Initiative and all of our neighbors from the length and breadth of the country. My name is Cornell William Brooks. It's my honor to serve as President and CEO of the NAACP. The NAACP is the nation's largest, oldest, and most widely recognized civil rights organization. He is proud to stand with 170 sister organizations, literally representing the conscience, the breath of the conscience of the country. We're coming together for what we call Democracy Awakening between April 16th and 18th, concluding with a Congress of Conscience. We're coming together for what we regard as a historic and history-making demonstration. It is historic and history-making for two reasons. The first of which is this. Those who have long stood up for the right to vote and not necessarily stood with those who are standing against money and politics. Together, during Democracy Awakening, we are standing up for the right to vote, and we're standing up for the integrity of the vote. Why? Because we well understand that if you cannot protect citizen votes from being stolen before an election, you cannot stand against legislative votes from being bought and sold after the election. We have to stand together and stand strongly and stand with courage for protecting the right to vote. Many of us on this call well understand that President Johnson may have signed the Voting Rights Act into law with a series of ceremonial pens, but that law was enacted with the blood, sweat, and tears of citizens from across this country. Likewise, we have long stood against the corrupting power of money in our politics. The second reason this gathering will be historic and history-making, because we are standing against a democracy that has come to be both dysfunctional and disrespectful. Here's what we mean. When the president says that he's going to fulfill his constitutional obligation and duty to name a Supreme Court justice, and we have a group of senators say that, in effect, Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2 of the Constitution has been suspended and that we're going to take a vacation. It is illustrative. It's indicative of a dysfunctional democracy, but it's also disrespectful to the country's first African-American president, who's been disrespected throughout the course of 8 years, when he is told that we're not going to act on the nominee. The great Louis Brandeis took 125 days for him to be confirmed. The president has 341 days left in office, and yet the Senate says to him, says to the people who voted for him, and more importantly, all the people in this country he serves, whether they voted for him or not, that we're not going to have a vote, we're not going to have a hearing, and we won't have a Supreme Court nominee as a consequence of dysfunctional and disrespectful democracy. We as a nation are better than that. Those on this call are better than that. And so I'm encouraging you, I'm imploring you, I'm calling upon you to exercise conscience. Come to Washington between April 16th and April 18th. Stand with us as we stand for a democracy that is robust, that is just, that reflects the ideals of all of those on this call, and join us for this Democracy Awakening, concluding with a Congress of Conscience. You'll be a part of history, and we will stand for a strong democracy. Thanks, Angie.
Thank you so much, President Brooks. That was great. Now we want to hear from you. You've heard some wonderful speakers. Get those fingers ready again. Press 1 if you're attending the Democracy Awakening. And press 2 if you're attending the Congress of Conscience Mass Action and participating in nonviolent direct action on April 18th. Now I want to go to the West Coast and turn it over to our next speaker, Sierra Club Executive Director Michael Bruhn. Mike?
All right. Thank you, Angie. And hi, everybody. This is Michael Bruhn, Executive Director from the Sierra Club. If you're just joining the call right now, if you're wondering what call you're on, what we're doing is we're talking about Democracy Awakening, which will be a mobilization of thousands of Americans in Washington, D.C. this April. As Robert Reich, the former Secretary of Labor, just mentioned, we are at a turning point in our American democracy, and we need to act. We need to organize, he said. We need to mobilize, and we need to show that we are energized in support of voting rights, to get money out of politics, and also to end the Republican obstructionism that we see in the Senate and to give a vote to our next Supreme Court nominee. Now, but we should be honest with ourselves. This is not the first time that America has been polarized politically. This is not the first time that we have seen obstructionism dominate congressional debate. This isn't the first threat to the health and vitality of our democracy, but it might be the most severe. Because just looking at our judicial branch, just looking at the Supreme Court, today's Supreme Court is facing some of the most fundamental questions in our nation's history, and yet we're witnessing some of the most extreme beltway obstructionism in our nation's history, with most Senate Republicans failing to meet their basic constitutional responsibilities. And so this doesn't solve itself. The burden falls to all of us as citizens to urge our elected leaders to do their jobs, to simply do their jobs, to hold a hearing, and to take a vote on a Supreme Court nominee. The same people who are fueling this obstruction are the same people who are attacking our voting rights and who are raking in billions of dollars from big polluters. Those polluters, those executives in the coal industry, the oil industry, the gas industry, have poisoned our water, have poisoned our air, have poisoned our atmosphere, and now they're poisoning our democracy. So this is a pivotal time for our country, for our democracy, and for our climate. A couple months ago in Paris, the world agreed to come together as one to act on climate. And we can't allow anything to stand in the way of that, especially cynicism from our own elected leaders. We know that a fully functioning democracy ensures that every voice is heard at the ballot box. And in America with that kind of democracy, we'll be equipped not just to act on climate, but to lead on climate. And so the purpose of this call is that we need you. That's the point. If you're on this call, it's because you are one of the best, you're one of the most dedicated activists who are fighting climate change, who are fighting for civil rights, who are fighting for economic justice, who are fighting for workers' rights, who are fighting for a healthy democracy, and we need you. We need you to show up in mid-April in Washington, D.C., we need you to bring your friends, bring your cousins, bring your aunts and uncles, bring your kids. You know, because you've been involved in these fights, that democracy is not a spectator sport. It's not an armchair exercise. Sierra Club has relied for more than 120 years on a healthy democracy to protect millions of acres for our kids to explore and enjoy. We've worked together in using a healthy democracy to pass the Clean Air Act, to pass the Clean Water Act, and many other bills that a lot of us take for granted. Labor movement has done the same thing. Civil rights movement has done the same thing. But so much more than any one bill is at stake right now. And so it is time for us to work together. The fact that we're having this call is historic. The opportunity for our movements to collaborate together is historic. We know that we can't do this alone. We are strongest when we stand together and when we bring our diverse strengths to the table. So that's why the Sierra Club is proud to endorse Democracy Awakening. Through April's mobilization, through the Day of Action, through civil disobedience, we are making it clear to leaders in Washington that we are here, we are fired up, we are ready for action. So please, get involved. Thousands of people will be coming together from all over the country to demand a stronger democracy where every vote is heard, where every vote is counted, and all Americans have an equal voice. We need you there. We need you there. So to get more information about the schedule of events, for transportation, for lodging, for more, go to democracyawakening.org or text RISEUP, R-I-S-E-U-P, to 69866. Angie, back to you.
Thank you so much, Mike. Powerful remarks. And now from a question. Melvin from Norfolk, Virginia wants to know, how can he volunteer for the mobilization? Excellent question, Melvin. We need your help spreading the word. You can send emails to your friends and networks inviting them to join in D.C., or you can recruit your friends and families to join our virtual phone bank. Sign up to join the Awakening by visiting democracyawakening.org and click volunteer when you sign up. And thanks again, Melvin, for your great question. For now, our next speaker, U.S. former Civil Rights Commission Chair and People for the American Way Board Member, Dr. Mary Frances Berry. Dr. Berry?
Thank you very much, Angie. I just want to say that everybody else has made such fine statements. We're in a crisis, and everybody who's on this call should, in fact, show up. All of you out there, you're on the call because you're interested. You ought to show up in April for a democracy awakening because we do have a crisis. I have spent years engaging in nonviolent civil disobedience myself and protesting and everything else, and I have learned that what Frederick Douglass said is correct, that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never has and it never will. And so civil disobedience is one way to make that demand. And every issue that the people who've spoken to you and you out there care about, the Supreme Court is up for grabs. I have tried every election campaign to try to explain to people why the Supreme Court had to be a major issue. Sometimes we fail to get that message across. But I think it ought to be clearer now than ever, whether it's money in politics or whether it's the Voting Rights Act, whether it's climate change and the environmental regulations being upheld and knocked down. We, in fact, are dependent on the Supreme Court, and we are in a fight, and we have the Senate treating Obama as if he's a second-class citizen president, not a real president, not even wanting to meet with his nominees. How can they give advice and consent, which is required by the Constitution, if they won't even meet with the people to figure out whether they want to give advice and consent? That is why People for American Way is in this fight, and I'm happy to tell you that. And you should be in this fight, and you should show up in April, April 16th to 18th, for this democracy awakening. There's nothing else you can do that is more important. If you can't come, then send somebody else. But please do come. Thank you very much, Angie.
Great. Thank you so much for your wonderful remarks. And we want to hear from you. Press the number 1 if you're attending the Democracy Awakening, and press the number 2 if you're attending the Congress of Conscience Mass Action and participating in nonviolent direct action on April 18th. Next, I am happy to introduce Chris Shelton, President of the Communication Workers of America. President Shelton?
Thank you, Angie, and thanks everybody that's on the call for being on the call. You know, you've heard from quite a diverse group of folks that represent organizations from environmental groups to civil rights groups to now labor unions, and I'm sure there are more and more people on this call from different walks of life. Well, you know, you may be saying to yourself, this is a pretty strange group of bedfellows. Well, that's because every single one of them, every single one of those groups, no matter what your group is trying to get, no matter what your goals or your issues or your hopes and dreams are, you cannot and will not be able to accomplish those things without a democracy in the United States of America. And what's happening is they have stolen our democracy, whether we want to believe it or not. Our democracy has been stolen. It's been stolen by changing voting rights in state after state after state. It's been stolen by the campaign finance laws in this country, by the billionaires buying, and they're buying elections. Don't let anybody kid you. When the Koch brothers decide to throw $1 billion into a presidential campaign, they're trying to buy the next president of the United States. And we cannot allow that to happen, because if any of us, if any one of these organizations ever hopes to achieve whatever their goals are, they will not be able to do it unless the people of this country have the votes to help them do it. And we have to change what's going on in this country. We cannot allow the completely ridiculous things that are going on in this country. We have to take back our democracy, and maybe we should be calling this a democracy reawakening, because at one point in time, we had a democracy in this country. People went and fought in wars and died for the democracy in this country, and now they've stolen our democracy, and we've had very powerful enemies in the past. But these people didn't use guns or didn't use knives or didn't use swords. They just used money to steal our democracy, and we cannot allow that to happen. So I know what I'm going to do on April 16th, 17th, and 18th, and I hope that everybody on this call and more, all your friends, all your neighbors, you have to tell them that it's time to stand up. It's time to go to Washington and tell the Congress, enough of this bullshit. We have to take back this country. So we're on April 18th, I can tell you that I have vowed, and 200 of my members have vowed, to get arrested at the Congress of the United States of America. And we don't want to be alone. We need thousands of the people on this call to be with us, because I want lots of cellmates if I'm going to jail, and I expect you to be there, because if you're ready to fight for democracy, if you're ready to stand up, then you're ready to get locked up. Thank you.
Thank you, President Shelton, for your inspiring remarks. You can find more information and sign up to stay engaged by visiting www.democracyawakening.org or text RISE UP to 69866. I'd like to thank our guests, Cornell William Brooks, Dr. Mary Frances Berry, Robert Reich, Michael Broun, Annie Leonard, and Chris Shelton. And once again, I'm Angie Wells with the Democracy Initiative, and I look forward to seeing you April 16th through 18th in Washington, D.C. at the Democracy Awakening to demand a democracy where every vote is heard and counted and all Americans have an equal voice. And one last time, I want to remind you to visit www.democracyawakening.org to find out more information, sign up, and stay engaged. You can also text RISE UP to 69866. Good night.